Interstate 70, by Richard Holland, is unable to launch to one location. It goes in virtually infinite directions simultaneously. The miraculous aura created in this is the illusion of movement while staying at rest. I feel it will either thrust off speedily on an unknown course, leaving me in its wake, or harmlessly function with no intention of taking a journey. Interstate 70 surpasses Newton's third law by performing the action, opposite reaction, and equal reaction in a singular moment which spans throughout the entire period you set your gaze upon it. All of these traits are stored only within a 148 by 658 centimeter base and a height of 157.5 centimeters. As you set your eyes upon the black welded steel, you do not wish for it to leave your field of vision, for you feel it will act the moment you look away. Though the title of this piece is set in stone, stone can easily be weathered away. The figure's title is open to interpretation. One of the factors that caused me to choose this exhibit was just that, the ability to choose your own title of the art. The insane genius that is captured in this exhibit contacts us individually, using a variation of methods. Your praxis of Interstate 70 may share little to nothing with the author nor me, which is fairly fascinating. The piece became complete in 1970, which is close to when I-70 was originally established in Kansas. How I predict the author interpreted it is as the circular discs being locations and the supports being Interstate 70, gifting millions the ability to travel with ease. Then again, Holland may have perceived his work as a speeding automobile traversing the great Interstate 70. My reaction to not knowing the title shared little to no similarity with what I predict Holland's purpose for this exhibit was. The inspiration of this exhibit exists with me as I wish it stays with you. It is a reminder that you can affect other people for the better without knowing them or knowing their name. If you do what you love, love what you do, and keep being impossibly possible. This has been JJ Smith with another Bulldog Podcast.